USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their Labor Day in Wilmington, Delaware. The president set to return to the White House at just around 7 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. The booster shot for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the next week or so, but a large portion of Americans still haven't gotten their first shot. Dr. Rich McCormick works in an emergency room in Atlanta and is running for a congressional seat in Georgia. He says the vaccine should be a personal decision.
This really should be a discussion between you and your doctor rather than the government giving carte blanche statements when everything's a percentage game and you can't possibly consider all the different things that would come into each consideration for a vaccination or a treatment based on your risk factors, your age, your exposure, all that that the government really can't make blanket statements on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
There continues to be conflicting reports regarding the exact number of Americans, journalists, or Afghans who worked with the U.S. military still trapped in Afghanistan.
During his last news briefing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken refused to say how many were left behind.
We're in constant contact with Americans who remain in Afghanistan and may still wish to leave.
K.P. Yohannan of the humanitarian relief organization Gospel for Asia tells us his people on the ground have a much higher estimate.
In Kabul, there are 3,000 American soldiers actually protecting some hotel buildings where 50,000 Afghani refugees are now sheltered. So we hear a handful of Americans are in Afghanistan. That is not true. There are a lot more than we know.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is slated to visit New Jersey on Tuesday after the Garden State was devastated by the deadly remnants of Hurricane Ida. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy tells CBS's Face the Nation that he's looking forward to the president coming to Jersey and receiving assistance from the federal government.
First responders were extraordinarily heroic. Folks up and down the state were extraordinary, but there is a significant loss associated with this storm. We'll do all that we can in the state, but we need the federal government in a big way. I'm confident they will be there for us, and I'm looking forward to having the president with us on Tuesday and seeing it up close with our own eyes.
An apparent military coup takes place in West Africa.
A group of soldiers in the West African country of Guinea have staged a coup, detaining the country's president, Alpha Conde. Speaking on national TV, Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya declared the country's constitution invalid and said the nation's borders had been closed. The group, calling itself the National Committee for Rally and Development, said they would also replace the country's governors with regional commanders in the days ahead. Conde has been in power in the country of 12 million people since winning Guinea's first democratic election in 2010, but has faced harsh criticism since running for and winning a third term in October 2020, despite a two-limit term in the country's constitution. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.